Last summer, potentially dangerous toxins turned part of Lake Erie green and left nearly 500,000 people in Toledo unable to use the water. By that point, the Ohio General Assembly had already been working on ways to reduce the growth of harmful algal blooms, but the crisis in Toledo ramped up those efforts. This year, that came in the form of Senate Bill 1, which bans the application of manure on frozen, snow-covered, or rain-saturated farmland. Republican Senate President Keith Faber of Salina represents eastern Ohio and what he calls the largest agricultural district in the state. He said lawmakers wanted to make sure farming was still viable.
But viability should not be confused with a lack of environmental stewardship. And excessive use of chemical fertilizers or organic fertilizers is unacceptable. And this bill will make meaningful changes into that process.
This is just the latest piece of legislation that works towards regulating nutrient runoff. State House leaders have already passed measures to require nutrient management plans and better fertilizer application practices. But as Republican Senator Bob Peterson of Sabina explains, more work went into this bill than the previous ones.
This will be the toughest bill. It's the most comprehensive, and it's the best bill, because we had input from the agriculture community, a variety of different resources that we've talked about. This is the right balance that we need to hit.
Part of the complexities of the bill came in the form of exemptions. This includes a grace period giving farmers time to adjust to the new standards. Lawmakers, such as House Agriculture Committee Chairman Brian Hill, a Republican from Zanesville, said they wanted to make sure the law wasn't overly burdensome to farmers.
This is a big change, and we got to understand that these guys are going to need a little bit of help, maybe a lot of help, and a little bit of time to comply. And if they're trying, we cannot slam them every time something there's a little hiccup.
And in the end, farmers' associations are happy with the final product. That includes the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation and Ohio Farmers Union. Ron Sylvester is spokesperson for the Farmers Union. He says the agriculture industry is ready to do its part to improve water quality. However, he says there are still other factors to consider, such as wastewater treatment plants and septic tank use.
These are public works projects that that the general public, whether it's local or statewide, need to get their arms around, so that everyone is doing their part and farmers aren't the only ones paying this bill.
Environmental advocates are also supporting the bill, including Adam Risen with the Ohio Environmental Council. He echoes Sylvester's call to improve other contributors to algae growth, but adds that more regulation is still needed to cut down on agriculture runoff.
Until farmers and agricultural producers stop over-applying nutrients, in other words, only applying nutrients in the amount that plants really need to grow, we're going to see excess nutrients on the ground. And eventually, they make their way into the water.
There are other bills up for the General Assembly's consideration, including one that would address concerns with the standards for wastewater treatment plants and public water systems. This latest provision passed the House and Senate and will now go to the governor's desk for his signature. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.